This Is Me, Totally Sausage was presented by Henning Vane and produced by Keith Wheatley. It was a Terrier production for BBC Radio 4. In a moment, the return of the cold Swedish winter, the Scandicom, recorded on location about an expat struggling to adapt to life in Sweden. But before that, next week, Radio 4 finds out why there's such a demand for British etiquette around the world.
I'm William Hansen, and my job is to teach British etiquette. Next Friday, join me as I explore why there's such a demand for my services around the world. I'll be at an academy in Mumbai asking students where their desire to learn British etiquette came from. I'll also be in Shanghai, where 3 years ago Chinese men and women had no idea what etiquette training was. Why the sudden demand? And why are British manners now a luxury commodity? The Best Exotic Etiquette Academy. Next Friday morning at 11 on BBC Radio 4.
Now the first comedy of the year, with a new series of The Cold Swedish Winter by Danny Robbins. Adam Riches stars as a comedian attempting to adjust to his new life and his new family in the north of Sweden. The series is recorded on location, and this week, Jeff attempts to host his first family Christmas.
December 13th, the feast day of St. Lucia. Celebrated each year in Sweden by the strange ritual of parading a virgin through a church with her head on fire. Okay, so it's actually a crown with candles attached. But that got your attention, didn't it?
Jeff, do you know what they say about Lucia?
That the Burns unit is on standby? Seriously, Linda, this has Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial written all over it.
No, that it's the longest night of the year.
Oh, I thought that was Eurovision.
When Lucia comes, Christmas is close. Our first Christmas as a family. It's so mysigt.
What's that mean?
Oh, it's one of those Swedish words you can't really translate. It's sort of cosy, feeling all warm inside.
Someone's nappy also feels a bit warm inside. Maybe I'll put the changing bag.
Quick, Jeff, Linda, get your cameras out.
She's coming. Look, Lucia is coming.
No, it's in the aisle. Maybe I can reach the strap on my leg.
Jeff, watch out!
Sorry, my bad. Backstrap disaster.
Her hair is on fire, you idiot.
Fire! Virgin on fire!
The cold Swedish winter is right outside, and I just want somebody to hold me through tonight.
The Cold Swedish Winter by Danny Robbins. It's been a year since Linda and I moved to her hometown in the north of Sweden, the almost entirely unpronounceable
Ixsjö.
Bless you. Never get tired of that one.
I do.
12 months ago, I was a London comedian who spent my days watching Pointless and eating crisps. Now, I live in a wooden house with a fridge full of pickled herring and, incredibly, amazingly, a son called John.
John.
So just to recap, that's me, Jeff.
Jeff.
Living in Ixsjö.
Ixsjö.
With my son, John.
John.
I give up.
Still no snow.
You think we'll get a white Christmas, Papa?
I don't know. You can't be certain anymore. I blame foreigners, like him.
Sorry.
Polluting our world, setting fire to our virgins.
Listen, Sten, Gunilla, I've been thinking. Why don't you guys come to our house for Christmas?
Your house?
Our house?
Yeah, it'll be our first one there. Our first with John.
John.
I have this fantasy of me as James Stewart and It's a Wonderful Life.
Wasn't he planning to commit suicide?
Hopefully.
Jeff, we always celebrate at Mama's and Papa's. Mama makes the full Swedish Christmas dinner.
The juleboard. I'm famous for my ham.
Nobody can handle a dead pig like Gunilla.
I know, but this year you guys can relax. Watch the Wallander Christmas special or The Girl with the Reindeer Tattoo. Leave it to me.
But will you do a proper Swedish Christmas?
Gunilla, chillax, it's cool. You guys just turn up at our place on the 25th.
Swedes celebrate on the 24th.
Of course you do. I knew that.
A snowstorm is coming.
You do realise that they'll never forgive you if you screw this up. Swedes live for Christmas, like elves or Noddy Holder's agent.
I'm with my best mate and fellow expat, Ian, in the one and only restaurant in Ixsjö.
Ixsjö.
Whatever. Soren's Pizza Kebab, run by fellow immigrant Soren, a Kurdish Dane.
Jeffery, have some free pizza.
Oh, thanks, Soren.
I couldn't sell it.
Why not? I checked the label and that cheese was like 6 months out of date.
Ian works as a translator doing TV subtitles. and he's our resident expert on Anglo-Swedish cultural differences.
Basically, Jeff, Swedes look forward to Yule for 364 days.
Well, you need something to get you through winter.
Damn straight. This is a country where lemsip is illegal.
And the Yule board dinner. Oh my gosh, they have maybe 300 different foods and everything has to be just so right. It isn't a meal, it's OCD.
I once served Marlin's parents only two types of cabbage. A year later, we were divorced. Coincidence?
Swedish peoples are so fussy. I would never give a Swede six-month-old cheese.
The key word here is mesikt.
Oh, I know that one. Cozy.
Oh, cozy doesn't do it justice. If cozy was a game of pub snooker, mesikt is Ronnie O'Sullivan on steroids with his hand replaced by a bionic turbo claw where all the fingers are rocket-powered cues.
Oh, look who just came in.
Oh, no. The local SD guys. Racist idiots.
Now, as Sam Cook very nearly said, I don't know much about Swedish politics, but what I do know is that SD are Sverige Demokraterna, Sweden Democrats. They're like the BNP, but with clothes by H&M.
Hey, invandrare.
Every time they call me this, invandrare, immigrant. I mean, how come a brown person who moves country is an immigrant and a white one is an expat? It's so not fair.
Du, Soran, vi vill ha en vit jul här I Sverige.
What did he say?
We want a white Christmas in Sweden.
Wow. Well done, mate. You really are the racist Oscar Wilde. What's the Swedish for bite me, Adolf?
I can understand English, you know.
Mm-hmm. Really? Well, in that case, would you like some free pizza? Eh, Soren?
Oh, yeah. It has a special cheese.
100% racially pure.
Okay.
Bosse, gratis pizza. Thanks.
No problem. What do they say? Revenge is a dish best served 6 months out of date.
I love Sweden, my home country. My home country, nema dilemma. I speak Swedish, working fabric. Love to snusa, nema dilemma.
Welcome to my Sweden. Still no snow. How's little man?
Oh, he's sleeping. Unaware, he smells of sick.
Hey, we've all been there.
We need to talk about Christmas. I know in England it's just horrible turkey and overcooked veg.
Oi!
But Swedish julbord is different.
So what do we need? Make a list.
Okay, well you must have salmon, smoked and non-smoked, herring with mustard, herring with onion, herring with cream, smoked reindeer meat, salami, soft cheese, hard cheese, crisp bread, rye bread, flat bread, green salad, mushroom salad, beetroot salad, a liver pate, boiled eggs, peeled prawns, fish roe.
Any coriander?
No.
Phew, you know me and coriander. Soapy!
Potatoes, sausages, meatballs, cabbage.
Three types.
Obviously. Brown, green and red.
That's a lot of potential flatulence.
Yeah, but one of the pleasures of Christmas is doing multicoloured farts. Then there's Jansson's frestelse. It's potato gratin with anchovies and cream. Oh, and elk meat and ribs. How does that sound?
Like Elvis's rider.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Lutfisk. That's dried cod that you leave out until it turns into this mushy jelly, like tripe.
Ugh, sounds horrible.
It's disgusting. Nobody eats it, but you have to cook it every year. It's tradition. Oh, and of course, most important, we need a whole ham.
Blimey, that is a lot of stuff. Can we do a half yule board?
No. And as well as the food, we have to make a gingerbread house with a little candle inside. You compete with your neighbours to see who's the best. It can get quite fierce. There have even been gingerbread gang shootings. Oh, this is all making me stressed, Jeff.
Linda, it's going to be fine. Trust me. I'll do the food. You focus on the gingerbread house.
Can't we let Mamma do it? She's like a machine. Pull her arm and out pop 100 meatballs.
Oh, nice image. And where did we say we'd meet your dad? Ah, there he is.
Hey!
He's got an axe.
Well, Englishman... Are you ready for your first Christmas initiation?
I wanna take your hand and meet you in the woods. Wanna take your hand and go in the woods.
The Christmas tree. Back in the UK, there are two options. Expensive garden centre tree that won't drop its needles, or cheap roadside one that may fund the Albanian drugs trade. But in northern Sweden, the land of endless forests, it's a bit more DIY.
So, Jeff, you must choose.
Right.
Well, that one looks okay.
Okay?
Just okay.
Okay is not good enough.
It has to be perfect, like all Swedish things, especially girlfriends.
Jeff, finding a tree is like finding a wife. When you see the right one, you will feel it inside. It will call out, take me, I'm yours. And then...
You hit it with an axe.
That part is not much like finding a wife. Well, not in Sweden anyway.
Maybe Finland. They often go on dates armed.
But you can't rush the decision. Just as you would not rush marriage.
No danger of that. 5 years, one son and counting. You take Jon.
Jon.
We're going to find a tree. Come, Papa.
Okay.
I was left literally holding the baby as Linda and Sten conducted a forensic search of the forest, stroking, poking, peeking and seeking the tree genetically pure enough to represent Swedish Yule.
At last! We'll take this one!
That's the one I chose originally.
Yeah, but we didn't rush the decision. Now, since this is your first time, I give you the privilege of chopping it down. Take the axe.
Right. And do we say anything before we do it?
Like...
A prayer thanking Mother Earth for letting us tear the child from her woody womb?
I think that's the Native Americans. We tend just to hit it bloody hard with an axe.
Go on, Jeff.
Listen, Englishman. Are you sure you want to host Christmas? It's not too late if you can't handle the pressure.
Sten, I was a stand-up comedian. I thrive on pressure. Pressure and crisps. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a tree to chop down. Right. Here goes. Yeah. Ooh. Oh! Dropped the axe on my foot. Oh, this wouldn't have happened at a garden centre, or even with a roadside Albanian drugs gang.
Is this straight?
Yeah, a bit to the left.
Okay. Don't drop too many needles.
As they said to Sid Vicious, or Pete Doherty, or why are there no famous heroin addicts anymore?
Hey. Oh, I brought you decorations.
Granilla, that's a huge box.
Yes, Stan. The other five boxes are in the car. Ah. It's not just for the tree, Jeff. You need Yule stars, Yule chimes, Yule candles, Yule tablecloth, Yule napkin holders, Yule napkin holders holder, the Yule box.
The Christmas goat made of straw.
Oh, of course. It ain't Christmas without a straw goat. Hey, what's with the ugly Santa dolls? They look evil.
That is not Santa. It's our Swedish Father Christmas, Tomten.
Same thing though, right? Tomato, Tomten, Santa.
No, Tomten is a different kind of character. More sinister.
He can be nice and bring you presents, but he could also be nasty if you don't treat him right.
Tomten, Papa.
Oh, I used to dress up like Tomten for the local kids.
Yeah, our neighbor's still in therapy.
There is a ritual you must do, Jeff. The night before.
You must leave a bowl of porridge outside your front door.
Would Weetabix do?
Nay, it must be porridge. Do it, and Tomten will bring you presents. Forget, and, well...
What?
He will harm your animals.
We got everything on Linda's list.
Nearly. Just need to visit the meat counter. How do I say I'd like a ham roughly the size and shape of Ross Kemp's head?
Jag vill ha en skinka som är ungefär lika stor och formad som Ross Kemp's huvud.
Listen, what are you doing for Christmas?
Well, I usually sit at home alone, missing my kids and drinking life-threatening amounts of eggnog. Then, in the evening, I cheer myself up by spotting translation errors in badly subtitled films.
Fun.
A personal favourite is Star Wars, where the Stormtrooper's line, maybe it's another drill, was translated with drill as in tool. Ironic, as whoever translated it was also a bit of a tool. I mainly miss my kids.
Why don't you come round to ours?
Really?
Yeah. It'd be nice to have a bit of non-Swedish solidarity. I now realise just how enormous a deal Huel is. Linda's currently building a gingerbread scale model of Stockholm.
Guys, how's it hanging?
Soren!
Just stocking up on pizza toppings, you know, cheese, tomato, pineapple, bananas, peach.
Ugh.
Don't knock it till you've tried it. Oh man, I don't believe it. Look who's coming down the aisle.
Jaha, this Soran. And the English guys.
Well, if it isn't the far right Benny and Bjorn. Recovered from your food poisoning.
We should have known better than to eat his foreign muck. We're handing out political leaflets.
Vill ni ha bara svenska I Sverige?
Do you want only Swedes in Sweden?
49% of Swedes don't want to live near foreigners.
Well, 90% of Swedes don't want to live near anyone.
To be a true Swede, you should be able to prove your Viking origins.
Question one, have you ever attacked a monastery?
Question two, do you like mead?
We don't have time for this foolishness. Kombuse. Bye.
Zlatan Ibra is the king. I mean Gustav Karl the 16th. Sweden country, feel my heart. Let me hug you, say I love you.
Hey, go to shopping.
Shh, Ron, lugna dig. Can you take him, please?
Yeah, come here. Hey. Hey, little fella. Is everything all right?
No, he's got wind. My boobs hurt and my gingerbread house looks like this.
Oh, is that a window or a door?
It's a hole. I had to cut the piece out because your son threw up on it.
Yes, my boy.
It's not funny. We have to have a gingerbread house or my mum will disown me. I may even be deported.
Linda, breathe. Does it really matter if Christmas isn't quite the same every year?
Yeah, keeping to the traditions. That's what makes it miss it.
Can't we invent new traditions, though? Like...
having a really rubbish gingerbread house.
Yeah. The main thing is we're together. You, me, and the projectile Chandra.
And so the night before Swedish Christmas passed, with Linda swearing at architecturally unsound gingerbread structures... and me rolling meatballs, chopping potatoes, and handling the smelly, gelatinous, unliked yet essential lutefisk. With only the occasional break for a cheeky glass of glug, a Swedish mulled wine, and a gingerbread nibble.
Oi, that was my chimney!
All the while John slumbered. Hanging from my chest in his baby Bjorn, like a little human goiter. And even the faint smell of milky vom seemed, in that moment, unbearably lovely.
Right. If I ice another roof tile, I'll go nuts. I'm going to bed. I'm proud of you, baby. Doing all this. Even lutefisk.
I'll be up soon. I just need to prep the ham. Hey, who does it remind you of? I'm meeting some of the world's toughest gangs and telling them to leave it.
Dick Van Dyke? Hey, don't forget to put porridge out for Tomten. I know it's silly, but...
I don't want him to harm our animals. What does he actually do? Go around blinding reindeer like some Christmassy Equus.
I don't know, but, well...
Go on.
There was a girl at my school who didn't put porridge out, and 8 months later, her goldfish died. They never proved anything, but basically, she don't mess with Tomten. Jag såg mamma kyssa Tomten, ja.
Tänk om våran pappa kommer då.
Jeff?
Who's that?
It is I, Tomten.
Oh.
Yeah, I take the shape of your greatest fears. I can also look like this.
Snake.
Or this.
Oh, coriander.
Have you been a good boy this year?
Yes, I promise. I've been learning Swedish. And not just the swear words. I can even almost pronounce the name of where we live.
Well...
Yorkshire.
Wrong. Oh. Now your animals get it.
No, not my animals.
Jeff.
Yeah.
You're having a bad dream.
Oh, Linda, I saw him. I saw Tomten. Did you hear that?
No. How many glasses of glug did you have?
He looked like a sneaky version of your dad, but with coriander eyebrows.
I woke early the next morning, Christmas Eve, julafton, and went into John's room. As I watched his tiny chest rising and falling, it finally started to snow outside. All Sweden's hopes answered by big white flakes like God's dandruff, but really serious dandruff that would require some sort of deity-based medical strength shampoo and mean that God could never go out in dark-coloured tops. I went downstairs to put the ham in the oven.
Oi, oven, leave it.
Sorry, Ross, it's got to be done. 180 degrees.
As I stepped back, I trod in something.
Oh, porridge. Oh, no.
Last night, in a rush to get everything ready, I had made the bowl but forgotten to put it outside.
Naughty, naughty.
Oh. All right, everything from my face to my wings. All right, everything.
You.
Hey, Mama, Papa, I called you.
You have made a gingerbread house.
Mm. Light the candle in it, sweetheart.
Yeah, ho. It's...
Rubbish, I know. And next year, I'll be making one just as bad. It's our new tradition. Anyway, come and see Jeff's julbord. It could be even better than yours, Mama.
Your ham is in the oven?
Hell yeah.
Do you have meatballs?
Hand rolled.
Smoked salmon?
5 different types.
Elk meat?
Only organic, I'm afraid.
Oh, but I...
They are teasing you, Gunilla. Well done, Englishman. I didn't think you had this in you.
Thanks. And I'm glad your eyebrows are normal.
Huh?
I'll get it.
But you see, fantastic.
Ah! He's come for me! Tomton!
Jeff, it's me. I thought I'd get into the spirit with the outfit. I used to wear it for the kids before Marlin took them away. Come on, Ian, keep it together. Good Yule, everybody!
Good Yule!
Oh, isn't this nice? So what time do you want to eat?
After Donald Duck, obviously.
Englishman, you still have a lot to learn. Donald Duck is one of our most sacred Christmas traditions.
We call him Kalle Anka.
Let me explain. Every year, Swedes sit down to watch an old, not very good, politically incorrect 1950s Disney special.
Yeah, you have the Queen's speech, we have Donald Duck.
And personally, I think Donald's better looking.
Right, kom nu, it's about to start.
Yeah, I think I might just check on the ham.
I'll join you. I brought some eggnog, and the Donald Duck subtitles are appalling.
Skull.
Skull? Skull John. So, I Skyped with the kids this morning. Marlin's withheld the computer game I bought them. Apparently, it encourages aggressive behaviour.
What was it?
Zombie apocalypse.
Oh my God! It's not cooked! The oven isn't on!
What? Jeff, did you forget?
No! Oh look, it's partially cooked. Oh, the oven stopped. It's broken! Excuse me a second. No!
Feeling any better?
No. I can't believe this has happened. Oh, this is because I didn't leave the porridge out.
What?
It's Tomton, Ian. Tomton! He came into my dreams last night. Like a Yuletide Freddy Krueger. This is his revenge. Did you hear that? Everything's ruined.
Jeff, calm down. Now, if I'm right, Linda's family have just begun another Swedish Christmas tradition. Yep, they've fallen asleep in front of Donald Duck. It really is that bad. So, we have an hour. Is that enough time?
Maybe. Just.
Then let's find another oven. Because Tomton just messed with the wrong Englishman. Did that sound convincing?
Not really.
We snuck out. Ian, me and baby John. We drove to the one person in town I knew wouldn't judge me for screwing up Yule board.
Soren!
Jeffrey!
Are you open?
Yeah, man. I've only ever closed one day, and that was when the health inspectors forced me for their salmonella investigation.
I need you to help me to cook a ham.
You know I'm a Muslim.
Oh, sorry, I've... forgot. Have I offended you?
I'm just pulling your meatballs. This is Scandinavia. You can't be an easily offended Muslim. Oh, great. You guys just drew another cartoon of Muhammad. You're so funny. Right, come on. Let's get this bad boy in the oven.
So Soren took us in, like the innkeeper who offered his stable to another couple and their baby in Bethlehem oh so long ago. We sat around the oven, aware of the irony of three foreigners fighting to save Swedish Christmas. And Soren told us tales of his childhood in Kurdistan.
One morning, my father put his head out of our door and a bullet came whistling by. That close.
Blimey. And that was the Iran-Iraq war?
No, that was my uncle. He and my father didn't really get on. Then the war came and we moved to Denmark. Man, that was a culture shock. People look so different. and talk so funny. Like, hey, hvor kommer du fra, man? Nå, kan du sige rødgrød med fløde? Skide godt, man. I remember strange looks in the street. You know, even a brick through the window.
Racist.
No, that was my uncle again. He followed us, you know. You know, the first time I can remember actually feeling Danish. It was Euro 92. I was cheering on the football team. Peter Schmeichel, Brian Laudrup. They still didn't look like me, but I realized we all have the same ridiculous accent. Then, just as I was finally getting comfortable in Denmark, I moved to Sweden. Now, I look Kurdish and sound Danish, so they really hate me here. It's cooked!
Hey! Whew.
Come on, guys. I'll give you a lift home. Jaffery, you need some cheese for the Yule board?
Is it in date?
Yeah. December 26th. Oh, 2014.
Now the car is over there.
Hey!
No, it's those SD knackers again.
Hey, Soran. Varför du uppe idag, va?
Listen, mate, it's Christmas. We don't want any trouble. You just head home.
Yeah, I think TV4 is showing Triumph of the Will.
Hmm. I am sick of you two trying to make me look like some stupid Swedish fascist.
Uh-huh. You're right. Sorry. You're doing that perfectly well yourself. Typical foreigners. Nicking your job.
Stay out of this. I'm talking to him. The dark one. Easy to spot in the snow.
No, seriously, why don't you just get lost, you fat pack Führer?
Jeff, they're not worth it.
You better watch your mouth.
Why? What are you gonna do? Hit a man with a baby?
We'll be back. You know, in this cold, we should really have a fire. Be a shame if it happened inside his restaurant.
Right. I think the spirit of Ross Kemp overtook me. I felt the cooked ham twitch in my hands and then...
Leave it!
It flew through the air like a massive porky shot put, landing right on...
You broke my nose!
Ian and Soren, where have you been, Jeff?
I'm sorry, Linda. I got something to tell you.
I knew it. He has ruined the Yule board.
Sten's right, I have, but I'll tell you why. You
see what I explained everything. How Tomten had got me back for the missing porridge, how Soren had saved the day, how we had saved him, and how the Christmas ham had come into contact with the ugly face of the far right.
So I'm not sure you'd want to eat it now. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, Jeff. I cooked another ham, just in case.
We didn't trust you not to screw up.
Well, I'd better leave you guys to it then.
No, stop. Nobody should be treated the way you have been, Soran. Not in Sweden. We were once Vikings. And you know what the Vikings did? They moved everywhere, all over the world. They were the original bloody immigrants. So now people come to us. Good. We have enough room.
You probably all have Viking blood in you anyway.
Really?
Oh yes, they put it about quite a bit.
Today you will eat julbord with us. We will share our ham.
He's a Muslim.
We also have lutefisk.
Can I have the ham, please?
The Cold Swedish Winter was created and written by Danny Robbins. It starred Adam Richards as Jeff, Sissela Benn as Linda, Anna-Lena Bergelin as Gunilla, Thomas Oritsson as Steen, Danny Robbins as Ian, and Farshad Kolgi as Soran, with Thomas Eriksson as the Sweden Democrat and Shanti Rudvall as the Lucia girl. The producer was Frank Sterling, and it was a unique production for BBC Radio 4.
Homefront, the series set in Great War Britain exactly 100 years ago, continues in 5 minutes. On New Year's Day, the Home Secretary resigned as the first draft of the compulsory military service bill was considered by the Cabinet. And in Folkestone, Hilary Pearce makes an unexpected offer.
Jonathan sneaks a furtive glance up at the bedroom which he and Esther shared for 2 contented years, followed by 17 miserable ones.
Don't make do with leftovers.
Little victories, eh, Elgar?
Feast on the best new radio comedy.
Once I even saved an Italian soup company from going into administrone.
It was about a man who was a bat. What's his name? It sounds like Catman.
Batman?
No, Dracula.
For more information, visit the BBC Radio 4 website.
Oh, that's better.
And this evening at 6:15, Ed Reardon leads us through the ups and downs of his Christmas week.
BBC News at midday. German police say last night's terror alert in Munich was based on concrete information about a planned suicide bombing. Two major railway stations were closed shortly before midnight. Police say they were acting on a tip-off from the French intelligence service that people from Iraq or Syria, linked to Islamic State militants, were planning an attack. The Munich police chief, Hubertus André, told a news conference the warning had to be acted on. Yesterday evening at 7:40, we received a concrete indication from the federal authorities that there may be plans for an attack, a suicide attack, either at the main railway station in Munich or at the passing station. A relatively specific period was indicated of around midnight. Officials in Dubai say a blaze which engulfed a 63-storey hotel last night has largely been brought under control. But a significant fire is still visible in one section of the building, and much of the complex is smouldering. At least 15 people were hurt, most have minor injuries. One British tourist, Angus Vila, had to carry his mother, who uses a wheelchair, down 15 flights of stairs. He said initially it was pandemonium.
We were obviously, you know, evacuating before there'd been an official alarm and stuff. There were also other people running through the corridors and running down the stairs as well, but it did seem like at that stage it was just pure panic. There wasn't an orderly procession out of the building. People just throwing each other out of the way, diving down the stairs.
New released documents show that while he was Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Carey wrote to police in 1993 to support a bishop who was being investigated for alleged sexual offences. Peter Ball, a former Bishop of Gloucester, was jailed last October for historical offences against young men. Police are appealing for witnesses to the kidnapping of two young boys by masked men in Berkshire on New Year's Eve. The boys were released unharmed after several minutes. Here's Bryony McKenzie.
The boys, aged 6 and 10, were taken from a house on the Britwell estate in Slough around 7 o'clock yesterday morning. They were held by three masked men in a white van for several minutes before being freed unharmed. CCTV footage showed two potential witnesses, a man and child walking in the area, who police believe could either have seen the van or the children fleeing it. Other people in the house were undisturbed by the intruders. Police are now trying to establish a motive for the kidnapping.
Police have released CCTV footage of a woman who went missing from her Northumberland home in the early hours of Boxing Day. Sally Allen, who is 59, was caught on camera as she walked for 3 hours to the River Tyne in Newcastle in her pyjamas. More than a million cars are being forced off the streets of the Indian capital, Delhi, at the start of a 2-week trial to help clean up the world's most smog-shrouded city. Private vehicles with odd and even-numbered licence plates will be allowed on the roads only on alternate days. Here's Charles Haviland.
People in Delhi are already using social media to pronounce this so-called odd-even measure a success.